Welcome to the Life Lessons Podcast with your host, yours truly, Philip Peter.
So good afternoon, guys. This is another episode of the Life Lessons with Philip Peter Podcast. We have here Renard Redeem Anderson.
Debo.
And we have the illustrious Javon Simpson.
Big ups.
Right? He's single, ladies. He's available. And I'm just making a pitch for him. At 2020 now. You understand? He might have got ball. You can't make it go too much further than this.
Can't get my locks just are growing. You know? Can't be single with the locks growing. And I want to play on the natty.
Wow. Let's see how that works out. So, the first topic today is Valentine's Day. Celebrated across the world. For some people, they don't see it as a commercial holiday. For some people, see it as a day for the expression of love. Now, there has been a little meme going around, a beautiful song. We won't sing it today because we can't sing in one key at one time.
Yeah, vocals are some.
We always try to harmonize.
Vocals up, you know, but is the key of the problem.
Yeah, it's very, a lot of the keys that we're singing are very diminished. Mm-hmm. Augmented, diminished minor.
Yeah.
Right?
Because God recognize all keys. We tend to sing at them when we're at church and everything. But Valentine's Day.
Yes.
I've never gotten an opportunity to celebrate Valentine's Day. Let me not say I haven't been one to celebrate.
So you have been single every time?
Yeah, every time Valentine's Day.
Every year this time?
last year I wasn't single during Valentine's Day.
Well, it was complicated.
But no, she was in Mobe. So we didn't really get a chance to. We only video call Happy Valentine's Day. We post her, and that was it.
That's 21st century love, eh?
Mm-hmm.
A bit distant. So. Oh, wait. So, I was referring to the mummy part, okay?
Yeah,
and the mummy part I refer to.
So, yeah, we're moving on.
Yes, moving on.
I thought we weren't talking about
That was crazy. So, for a couple of us, or people in general,
couple,
we don't
yeah,
really.
I see what you did there, couple of us.
Funds.
Whoa. So, may I try help you, Javon? May I try help you? Don't follow you now. May I try help you? Please remember that. Some people don't really celebrate the day, they just see it as a grand waste of time. So, what do you think, Javon?
Is it another pun with the grand, because money. Grand. Let
couple grand, yes. Yeah, that's right.
Well, for me personally...
Have you been single every Valentine's Day too?
No, I wasn't. Wait. No.
So you actually celebrated it before?
I think so. Once. Yeah. Probably like in high school, you know. That
celebrated one day at church.
You're giving the opportunity to. I think in high school, shout out to the big red and blue school, Camperdown.
Red and blue?
Yes.
That sounds like some mint ball type one. All right.
Don't let me address this Spanish Town Day School in this podcast, please. So anyway,
how about this?
Let's continue.
How about this? Your coach, I don't want to try this. Don't bother with it. I can't bring badness to me thing. Don't do that.
So Valentine's Day.
Let me continue, please.
Yes.
So in high school, we were given the opportunity to, you know, send anonymous letters to perhaps persons that we might like, right? And send roses, and you can probably send someone to sing songs or play songs for the individual.
I think they could have gone on judges.
We have not done judges, brother.
Exactly my point. Exactly.
So disappointed.
No, I make it be known. I think they could have gone.
Yo, finish your story, Jabbar. Finish. Yes, finish. This is real. Finish up.
Yeah.
So I think one of those years I took the opportunity to, you know, send out a song or something like that to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I did celebrate it then. But then I was invested in it, but you know, as old, when you get older, you get a bit wiser.
Yeah, because you have more money to spend, you have more bills. Isn't
yeah, it? And then you say, that makes sense. We really pay attention to this love day. Love should be a thing where you celebrate every day, really.
And people take that as an excuse, you know. So people say, oh, I don't have to love you on this day. I love you every day. So since you love her every day,
yeah, sure.
Do you give her gifts every day?
Precisely.
Show her. Do you?
Huh?
When you were with someone, was it, here's a gift every day. Because I love you every day.
Good morning, beautiful, is a gift.
Yeah, the gift from a company is a gift from
to exactly. Gift of words.
It's a waking up. Waking
gift of
up
kindness.
A, waking up is a gift. I pray to God for you get up.
You can't underrate
exactly.
It.
Thank me for thanking God and praying to God.
In relationships, you are praying men.
Yeah.
That's right. That's why you have to look this way. If you're just, you're a single young lady, you can look this way. And when I say this way, I mean Javon and Renard.
Oh.
Yeah, if you see Renard,
you're
not desperate enough.
No, just every time I'm talking about single, he leaves me out of the room.
Because Renard not really single. Renard, you know, like when you have the hybrid car, him?
Yes.
Him hybrid single. Like,
yes.
Him almost there, but him not really there.
What am I supposed to mean?
Let us leave this alone.
I want a clarification because the last time I checked my status on Facebook, right? It said single. The last time I checked my ring finger, it said single.
That's true. You're single until married. Remember that, folks.
The last time I checked my relationship status in my life, single. Me not nobody, brother. Me not nobody.
And nobody now have you.
Nobody
you sure about that part then?
Nobody now have
me.
That's the important part.
If nobody have you.
Because several persons have somebody, but the other person don't have them really.
My God, it's sad.
If somebody have me, I'm not somebody when I exist in my life. I'm going to know about.
And I mean, it brings up the drama that takes place through Valentine's Day as well.
you
so
mean?
You crush?
So you have several persons that don't. Okay. I have several persons that don't necessarily bring out an individual because they have several people for bringing out.
No, man, it's like a timeshare.
Oh,
yeah.
So this year is you, next year somebody else.
No.
You get the time.
No, but I'm can't do the same day.
Yeah,
there's 24 hours in a day.
Yeah.
Right? And some of them you can just send gifts and say Happy Valentine's Day.
We're sending, okay. Renard is speaking from experience.
No, I've never
experienced friends.
I've experienced,
we're trying to make him have a good profile.
Right. I have friends, or I know of people who have done stuff, right? And I talk to them to gain experience from them.
From
not to do it, but to, you know, because you can be experienced from listening and stuff.
That's
right,
true.
Right. So, what they do is, because there's 24 hours in a day.
Yes.
And they have multiple women to show with love and affection.
Yes. Get your calculators out, we're going to check up the 24 hours.
Okay, that's something I'm teaching people.
I'm not breaking down the 24 hours. I would never say
that. Because we don't know what it's a Christian podcast, so it's something that I try to teach people.
I'm not.
But
I'm
off
not,
a break up it.
I'm not breaking down the 24 hours. That's not what I'm doing. What I'm saying is.
My father, listen to this. You can't do that.
What they do. Mr. Peter.
Yes.
What they do is, Mr. Peter, is that some of the females, they ensure to send them gifts with a little love note, or you know, they're businesses that have delivery services during this time, so they'll create a package and do a special note for you and deliver it on your behalf.
Yeah.
So you don't even have to see the person, but the person get the gift and then feel, oh, he did this for me. And then the one you would consider the main, he would take the main out.
Oh.
And ensure to make it known to the other persons that they're not going away. And find which part them I go, so in the book up with them.
Because you know what going to happen when one of the side them have a different side, like Kosa, and you're supposed to boom up them up at the same place.
Yeah, we just saw a story on Twitter with this guy. He went to his woman's workplace.
He thought
it was his woman.
Yes.
So this
he's
is
alone.
This is how he found out he was the side piece.
Yes.
He went there with flowers to deliver, right? And they told him
that
wasn't at work. He called her phone. She said she did at work.
What kind of work?
And
sorry. Sorry.
That was from Peter.
That wasn't me.
I'm assuming his father knows his voice.
And then even the manager confirmed to the fact that she didn't show up at work today.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's how the guy found out that he was a side piece. Because the big Valentine's Day.
But then again,
him find out nice. Is that nice?
Hold on, wait. Let us integrate Miss Paul in the conversation. You asked a question. How can you prove that her lying blatantly to him would make him realize that, he is a side piece. Right. How can we dispute that argument? He has laid out his premise.
Maybe she has a job that she doesn't want to say this is the type of job I'm doing for him to look at her another way.
No, but wouldn't that would not defeat the whole purpose of a relationship and trust and communication?
But don't people pretend that there's
so you're saying that she had so you're saying that the job that she had, she left it and went to another job?
It's and a didn't tell him.
So or it's so possible that she's planning a surprise for him too. So this is
Janica Brown.
Yes. This is women covering up for women. Just listen to the floor. Just listen to the floor. No, we're not speculating.
It's just opening all options.
The man left there with roses in his hands and a dropped face, right? So as a person.
As a human being.
As a human being. Right? And you put out the effort in, on the day of love, they call it. To extend some love to somebody that you think you are this close to. Very close to and stuff. And you show up at their designated workplace. For you to realize that they're not at the designated workplace. But when you call them, they say they're at the designated workplace.
Mm-hmm.
Right? How can...
Maybe if they were a YouTuber, you could say it's a prank, but yeah.
The surprise, if it's a surprise, you know, so that...
That better shot, that, it's going to be mad tense.
Like terrible.
Well,
it's
going
to, no, man, it, that, as in... You know,
it's
as in,
possible that the person, the female, is a field worker. She's at work, but she's on the road.
No, because the manager confirmed that she didn't come into work today. So you have no friends at your workplace at all. Nobody can go to and say blame.
Where I was before.
Nobody at all. But this is funny. It's funny, you know, how you guys seem to want to find out every reason to justify her not being at work.
We're not justifying it.
Just saying.
Is that a choir?
Yeah.
The harmony was nice.
So let
be it as it may.
I think it's
something to think about.
I think this is a good way to segue into another part of
the toxic female conversation. We have women here, so we can talk about the toxic male part, right, possibly. But quickly, as it is now, looking back, and we're really just kind of fleshing out different past experiences. I've realized that I'm really, really not a good decision maker when it comes to girls at all. Like,
I try to get me to confess though.
No, I
choose like, beautiful women.
Yeah, but that's a part of the problem because, like,
when I look,
and
but I guess they're terrible decision makers.
Oh, in terms of picking you?
No, in terms of not wanting to stay. I'm the bomb friend.
You know, so, you know, so that one come back after they hear this.
Is important.
Self love is misguided because you can't love yourself so much that you can't love anybody else.
That's true.
It is true. Because that's being self-absorbed.
No, that would be
self-obsession.
Yeah, it's excess.
Part of that narcissism.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right, so it that's dangerous, but I remember being with this particular girl, and I up to now I still not really get it, like all men up in it. But I realize that sometimes as men, we kind of talk to girls out of the convenience of it. So you hear say she like you, I say this means I'm not gonna look nobody, right?
Yeah, makes
so they just go along, like for real. That's for real. That never happened to your job, man.
Why are you driving it?
But ask the person that never happened to you.
You never hear a girl say she like it.
And you never appear in no mind before, and automatically you just say,
Yeah.
I wonder.
That happened. That is what happened with T. Like, you're leaving it at T. Right. That's what happened with tea.
Spill all the tea.
Tea. Sippy tea. Because when everybody was swarming tea, and I showed up, you know, Swag Daddy and them things.
That was in his better days.
He folded his leg.
No, I'm kind of mellow.
Those are my better days. Right now, work has stressed me and my ear grew and them stuff with a great ear. I share show more and things. But back in those days, when I was young, back in my time.
When you were a Swag Daddy.
Back in the days. He's trying to remember his past. Leave it alone. It's his perception. It was his perception.
I think this is where I take my leave. Guys, it was nice being here.
You know, like when you have your roast pork over fire, then just turn the other side and continue.
Thank you guys for having me.
But sometimes you really just end up talking to. Because I remember being at church and there was this girl there. I mean, honestly, I'm never appearing on mine because I'm not actually ugly, but. And then one day when I'm bridging them, say, you know, say she like him. I say, eh. I'm going to say.
Quick.
Fast. Guilty as charged.
All of a sudden,
and I tell you, that girl was boring. Like when you appeal great paint off a wall, brother.
My brother, I always say, Mr. Faithful Love will love you. But I've had difficulties where that is concerned. Come on.
Isn't that the truth?
I think
it is the truth, to be honest.
I've tend to like the chase and not the find, the search.
Yeah, you know, nowadays I get tired of the chase, the truth.
But tired of the chase, no, me a search and not chase. So yeah. I've corrected my thinking. When I run down nobody.
I'm single.
Yeah, bro. But remember, don't go to the denomination.
Yeah, bro.
That's what the fun that is. Enough, not for doing TV, right? Ooh, the room got
silent. Shout out to Tavia.
Alright, hello. She doesn't listen to this, yeah?
You never do. She probably just...
Choose the one.
Let us move from that. So, what's your story where that is concerned? A girl just happens to like you.
Mm-hmm.
And you just...
Run in and take peace and good.
I think probably it would have happened... Probably in my high school days, because after high school, I think I got a bit more mature. Where now, if somebody like me, and I know I really not like them back that way, just communicate it to them. But
then, and I have proof of that.
Then,
with the first podcast. You can go back to the first podcast, people. All right,
Peter.
And there's a story about the girl that liked him, and he didn't like her back. She's still left on scene. And she still asked for a photo though. So
Peter still try to get me that show. The girl get her photo then, Peter.
Oh, she get it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, so I mean, if it is that, and that's one of the things that I find that as men we have a bad reputation where that is concerned. So let's say a female likes us and she communicated to us some way, somehow. Probably her best friend come tell me.
We take advantage
of the fact that she like me.
It makes sense.
Rather than be a real big brother. Because we realize the person say
they're
my big brother and them actually are trying to be big brother with benefits.
But the thing is, this is the thing, right? I'm not justifying it, but it's easier. And some persons don't want
to work. Deliver in hard, please, Lord.
No, I'm saying some people never say some people.
Not me.
Other people.
Other people. It's way easier. If somebody like you, you don't have to do no work, you don't put in an effort. You just say, alright, I like you back, I would know. And that's it.
But I mean,
and then because she eager for the, she don't do the hard play to get.
Yeah, well,
like where the nonsense she come from.
I mean, we
she
get
do
that
the questioning. She don't do the search. Receive that person. No, but don't like you already. Once we need to find out. Come now.
We get that, but I mean, I think the damage it does to the person can be severe. Can be long lasting as well.
And then women not too care. Them like who them like.
Them care.
No.
Some of them will kill you.
Ooh.
I'm not joking. I had this ex one day. This ex tell me, say, if me ever do nothing for mess up our heart, she gonna kill me. And I was like,
so how did you get out?
So you get out?
Eh?
How you get out?
Good lad. You know me, I wonder.
My wife should tell me that other family members have lice again.
I think how I got out...
As a good introduction.
I think how I got out was that most of the reasons as to why we broke up was her on her side.
Right. Okay,
so it was not matter of...
She initiated, so to
speak. She feel.
Oh, she left you?
No.
You made sure that
no,
she feel.
I started that conversation, however...
She finished it?
No.
So she left you?
Peter, let me tell the story, Peter. So, alright. Nah, call her name. Because I don't want to get the dead when she promised me before. Mm-hmm. Nah, call her name. Anyways, so we're in a relationship, right? And I realized that... So we said that this relationship would have been a private relationship. Somehow, some way, this relationship moved from private to very much public, right? And like within the domain in which it was public.
Got you then.
Within the domain in which it was public. I was known by other females. Other females were, even though we weren't having any relationship, any side relationships, these females are defensive of me as an individual. Hey. So they would be like, am I a boyfriend that you know? You understand?
Trouble
so, that type of thing there. So, to keep her safe,
yeah,
I did the bigger thing and kind of stepped back a little bit. And then plus that, you know, on top of it, I realized that this individual was somebody that was... Let me say this now.
Don't wake up.
She was flirtatious, if that's the word. And that's one thing I dislike.
She was friendly.
Friendly with them say. That's what they say.
Friendly. You were friendly as well, because when I call you, I say I'm a boyfriend of them somebody and you
no, were. No, those are friends.
But remember
I said
woman getting a relationship with themselves enough time in a brother.
No, but what I'm saying is
no,
right now, watch
this.
Right now as we speak, you know. There's a girl who thinks that she's there with you and you don't know her.
No girl can't think to them there.
So that's...
And I mean, let me make that clear. Right? There was a time I thought about being single. Right? My boyfriend was status every single day.
Them being a joke, you make you have a joke to your personality.
You think,
tonight, me all right. Hey, I'm serious. I'm single, man. There with nobody.
Yo, I'm going to prove this to you. I have a brethren, Zin. The man did single like a Pringle, straight through.
Mm-hmm.
And like a catty did like him, isn't it? And I tell him, say, yo, brother, the catty like him. I say, no, man. I say, brother, the catty like you. No, man. So I say, ah, cool. Ask her. When he asked her, she said, no, I only look at you as a brother. Apparently wrong type of brother, that. So, so now, when push come to shove, a problem when the man go find girl now, you know? Come in like a house, a cat, fall down and be a sitting.
I mean, what?
And all this time, in her mind, she pictured a future with him that never existed.
Alright, I don't know if the ladies in the room could shed some light on this.
But sensible people, I
remember.
I
think that it's something that's widespread across a lot of females. I won't say every female, I'm not be too general. Where they don't... Culturally, we're not growing in a way where females should make the first move, right?
Mm-hmm.
So quite often they make the first move, but they make it under sights.
Let me
right?
Steer by you.
Yeah.
That was style.
I get him one sweetie with him.
You eat?
Yes.
You eat from there?
Eat from there.
You eat from there?
Understand?
You can't say you like me.
Yes.
You eat from there?
Or say, you know you look nice today? And you look nice yesterday too, you know.
And then the day before that.
And the day before that, you look nice.
And you
know,
say
nice.
You're not even cut your hair like.
Ain't nobody cut your hair last week.
No,
say so
shaky, brother.
She notices everything.
You not even think you look nice, and she say you look nice.
And then she have a style where if you close up to a girl where you like, I don't like her, you know.
And then she said, yeah. She said, are you really interested in her?
Yes.
Like you're really fine tasting, and she.
Yeah, yes, but.
But then this is the thing, you know. You mentioned something about women. How the girl probably have a thought of a future. Women are forward thinkers.
Yes.
Right?
That's how God made them.
So when a woman is thinking, not even in a relationship yet, or thinking about going to a relationship with somebody, she starts thinking about marriage, house, care, pitney, which part they're going to live. All them stuff.
I call it the house, babe.
And the man just have to find out what's your name.
I think we have modern women in here. So let's find out quickly from them. Because we're going to have to wrap this up. Quickly from them if they subscribe to that. I would put $1,000 each and say no, but Let them speak for themselves.
Are you women saying 3,000?
I said so 8,000.
She said no just for the money. Which means...
No, Philip, not the type of person he is.
So you're
that's why I said I could have bet you can't have bet me a bit.
Okay, that's you. So, Yannick, are you a forward thinker?
If I'm a forward thinker?
Yeah, when you meet somebody, don't think about how your kids will look when you're in that
The answer they're going to edit.
No, but if I'm going to date somebody, I'm dating them to say, all right, this is going to lead to...
So do you think about it before it happens?
No.
Or just say, no.
Yeah, we are looking right now.
Well, to be honest, if it's a female thing to do, I guess I have some female...
tendencies in area?
Tendencies.
It's okay, bro.
Yeah, it's okay.
No, to be honest, because for me personally...
But as it is now, you can't waste the time.
I think...
Still. As in, no, I don't mean it like that. I mean, listen to me, be careful, you know?
Future safe, he might just make fun of everybody.
Listen, to God be the glory, great things he has done. And will continue to do.
Thank you.
But what I'm saying is that you're at a stage now where you're not going to really deal with nobody, where you're not see a future with. That's what I mean. I roast people all the time, you know?
Precise.
I have moments.
So for me personally, like, I'll think about some strange things. So me think about it.
Brother, I try to get to somebody can say that.
Yeah.
You think about different things.
No, to be honest with you.
Somebody. Don't think about generational curses.
Mark to the door.
Because I want to see all my
to be honest with you, I think one of the reasons why...
No, everybody, I got married. Me, I tell you that.
All of them,
I got married.
Peter has decided first.
If I got somebody,
first.
I think for me personally, though, I like to be honest in the dating process. So, I like to tell you as it is from day one. Like, so if you like it, you like it. If you don't like it, you really don't like it.
You move on.
And that's how it is for me personally. I've been grown with that mindset, you know, like, just tell them as it is rather than pretend and then down the road and find out. Like, for me personally, I'm all about your past. Because me major in a psychology, so I know the past have a lot for me in the future.
Generational curses have a big
trauma.
Exactly. Yeah. And so me ask you some strange question. Me ask you, why in the world your ex break up? These questions must ask, and these questions are important to
because you have to have a forensic understanding of precisely what the person is like.
I've met persons where they not even want me to eat Pringles because our ex did eat Pringles.
Sure.
What?
Yes.
What?
We can't stop here, sir. Yeah, we can't stop here, sir. That's a bit odd.
I'm giving that everyone pause, I guess. No, but I'm being serious. Because
Pringles are so nice. Why would you do that?
I'm being serious. Like, persons tie things to certain individuals.
To experiences.
Exactly.
We're going to end this episode.
It's a psychological
We're going to do an episode on healing.
Yeah.
Healing.
So next week, same place, same time. Man, we ran over time. All right. Have a blessed weekend. Thank you.